racing at the Vol today. Nine race program, first race 12 o'clock. One wheel of Logan's now goes a trip and certainly improved last time, and I think we'll carry on improving, and this might be a good race for Wheel of the Logans. Chabal number two looks like an improver. Pomazelis won the time before last over the trip. Looks like that's what it needs, so that's got to have a chance too. And Circle of Grace, always there or thereabouts too. So it's an extremely difficult first race. We're not going to get into that. Race two, this is a 1,000-meter maiden juvenile plate. Ruby Whisper looks long, long overdue, number five. Serena Moodley jumps aboard this one for Fadi Broncos. He rode it 3 runs ago. Got to have a big chance here. There's been a bit of money for 8 Western Mirage, a first-timer. And Life's Treasures, number three, didn't run badly first time out. Muzzy, it's a leg up. Might be a big improver, too. Let's go on to race three, which is a maiden juvenile plate, and they go 1,000 meters. Catfish is 4-10 and very, very hard to oppose because of lack of opposition. It just doesn't look like there's anything in here. Light in the Woods is a first timer. Beautifully bred. Watch for the follow through. Race four. There's a maiden plate, 1,600 meters. The reason, 7-10 favorite, and the one they've got to beat, a beautiful one. Come from the Cape, number two, is the only one that looks like it's got any sort of chance whatsoever. So, looks like a two-horse race. Race five, maiden plate, 1,600 meters. Millennium Warrior, very good form. Run second, his last three, that's number one. Kacheri gets a chance on it again. There has been money for number two, Winding Power, Fabian Habib runner. Muzzy gets a leg up this time rather than Apprentice. It's been ridden by an Apprentice a number of times. And then the name of Ludla ran much better last time. McCauley gets the leg up. But Kacheri rode it this last twice, and he's riding Millennium Warrior, which he's ridden as well last time. So that points to Millennium Warrior as being the right one. Race 6, this is a merit-rated handicap divided fillies and mares. They go 1,600 meters. I thought Warning Sound was the play of the race. Number two gets a 1.5 claim. Michaela McKell rides her well. She's back to, I think, a better trip. She probably doesn't get further than the mile. I think that's probably her call. Beautifully bred and maybe have taken a bit of time to improve. She could be the one they've all got to beat. Cueta, very consistent. Number one, Calvin rides it. He rides it well. It just got beaten last time with him. Palace Dance have got a 3-point penalty, and I think that will stop it. Back from War, thought this might improve, 2 good runs. And then the two at the bottom, 9 and 10, Too Late My Mate and Into Dancing, both come in with a chance. The interesting horse is Into Dancing. His last 3 starts, it's accumulated a penalty of 6 points for not winning. Run second, third, second, but it gets Marks Jacobson claiming 2. That gives it a chance. Race 7. 1,600 meters, divided handicap fillies of mares. And Fair Proposal, number one, needed his last run. I think it will improve. Came back for a bit of a break, but it is second run, but it didn't run particularly well. I think that you'll find it might improve. Opera Fan, probably the right horse. Seems well in at the weights, and Rachel claims a 1.5. That's number four. Got good form. Southampton as well. Number six, Moodley for Bronkhorst. Dark horse here is Hollywood Madam. Comes back from a rest, drawn 14. That's not in his favor, but she has got some form. She is a older mare. She could go well. Race 8, merit rated 66, 2,000 meters. Cassius Bella, great form. Should go really well here. Ignore his last start. The run before that showed has got a big chance here. There are a number of other horses that come in with chances. Tambi with Habib now declared on at number 10. Very nice last run and was backed. Crepsuela, always there or thereabouts. Ignore his last start, number 7. 6 of All gets a tongue tie. Look for improvement from that one. The Weber inmate. And then It's Now or Never won and got a 6-point penalty. Others with a chance, Nuclear Force and maybe Instant Attraction, who's been knocking. Race 9. Merit rated handicap. They got 1,200 meters. Michael Faraday. Got to have a big chance. One last time, I really liked him strongly. It was a big price, and he won well. Royal Horizon, there's been money for this, number 5. Number 8, Time Will Tell. Muzieni's written as his last 3, Always There or Thereabouts, goes into everything. And then you've got to think of Princess Lola von Rensburg now on it. Always There or Thereabouts as well, got to have a chance too. I thought Plumbago Park drawn 1 and Tiger Storm drawn 3 with a 2.5 claimer and gets the blinkers for the first time. Also, 4 go in. From me, James Goodman, have a great day.